Robert, how important is the Freedom of Information Act for researchers such as yourself?
I didn't rely on it at all to get what I needed. It was all in the public domain. But I've heard like people like Stephen Greer was interviewed on Fox News in Washington, D.C. He claims that there was at least 2,000 UFO sightings in 1950s, and that this is based on government documents. So fortunately, he didn't seem to want to share that with me, but he claims that stuff exists. So there's probably a lot of information out there, if you know how to request it, that pertains to D.C. in general.
Well, now what's underneath Washington, D.C.? Is there really an alien base under there?
It appears to be the case. I can't prove it, obviously, over the radio, but people who live in the area have talked about seeing UFOs come down, hover over a clearing, and then just disappear. By itself, that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense, but this part of the research that I did indicates that there are ancient tunnel systems under D.C. that lead to something larger. And there's various people who have talked about this over the years, but we know that the government created modern tunnel systems, probably incorporated into the ancient tunnel systems, and that there are at least 90 underground bases or cities around D.C., if not under D.C. as well. That is also on the public record. So one source had said that there is a base, and again, this doesn't offer any proof, but it seems very likely that these UFOs and or their occupants are based in D.C. because they're showing up so frequently. There's no way they could be coming from just a huge distance quickly to sightsee and then blink out again. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. They're seen way too often and photographed so often that it leads me to believe that they really do have a base in that area.
Tell me what some of the people have described the crafts to look like. What do they look like?
You know, they range from just about every shape you can imagine, triangular, rectangular, the tubular, the long tubes, small spheres, large spheres, and they come in all different colors, too, as far as the energy field around them. You know, depending on the angle, it's almost like a rainbow. So it runs a gambit. There, when it comes to D.C., it's just about everything you can imagine of, and things that we can't even imagine have been seen in the sky and sometimes photographed in the sky over D.C.
Do you think a lot of government people know about this?
I can't say. You know, because unfortunately, the secrecy, everything is so covert, nobody wants to come on the record. And obviously, you know, like I said, the Capitol Police leaked some information just through back channels, like they just to confirm to me that they really are, some of their officers have encountered these spherical UFOs in the area around the Capitol. And I think they want the public to know through me that their hands are tied, and I really shouldn't speak for them. I wish they could speak for themselves on this matter, but apparently they can't.
Would they ever speak anonymously?
Well, they have. They contacted me through the the Senate Sergeant at Arms, and I was very shocked by that. By the way. And it was all done in a way that they could still maintain plausible deniability. In other words, I couldn't hold them to it publicly. But the emails I was getting came directly from the Senate Sergeant at Arms, which apparently they control all communications at the Capitol. So this was no joke. And I actually did call over there and verify that was a legitimate email account and that that person existed. So I was like, okay, you're telling me, you know, unofficially that back in the 90s, that there's at least two times you can tell me for sure that your Capitol Police officers saw UFOs at the Capitol. The one time in particular I thought was fascinating was that there was an entire group of tourists waiting to take a tour of the Capitol, and one of them had a video camera, which, as you can imagine, that makes sense. Unfortunately, we've never seen the video, and I would have to question why, Because anybody who took a picture of a UFO hovering over the Capitol and flashing down a beam of light during the middle of the day, I would imagine they would have said something by now.
I would think so, too. I would
Unless
so
they
too.
Were approached to be quiet. It could have been confiscated under national security even as recently as 1998, 1999.
What have you found about other capitals around this planet? Are they, too, being visited?
Yeah, especially, it seems like Moscow has been a target lately for at least, you know, what people are showing on these videos for some pretty intense UFO activity. What I saw tonight really shocked me was some home video on the streets of London over the BBC headquarters. And this does not look like computer-generated images at all. It looks like people were just standing on the street with their jaws open looking at the sky because of, you know, these UFOs are shooting by, and then this larger mother craft comes out of the clouds and does some maneuvers and then zips away. I mean, it's pretty amazing stuff.
That is pretty amazing stuff. There's no doubt.
Well, and the Vatican, too. I was kind of surprised, too, that, you know, the Vatican has been visited, apparently, in recent times.
Robert, as you were doing your work in all these various stories, there's got to be a theory now, as you called this, covert encounters.
Yeah.
There's got to be an overview here why you called it that. Tell me why.
Well, because, give you the short version, is that the bad guys, as I told you 4.5 years ago, the bad guys apparently are running the show covertly. And the good guys, when they show up, because they're not welcome to be here, have to do so covertly as well. So you have both sides are here manipulating things, one for good, one for bad, as far as we're concerned. And they're at odds with each other, and this is all going on behind the scenes. Now, you know, the government, that's a loose, broad term, but I've been told by various retired military people that there's two factions within the government as well, that one side would like to, you know, so-called disclosure, and the other side says absolutely not. You know, they claim that we would, you know, society would break down. I really don't think that's the case, but it depends how you present it, you know, to the public.